But these gentlemen understood, like, we got to get rid of this. But what you have is these priests who are not doing that. And so it's showing a disregard. It's showing the fact that they don't really care for the commandments of God. Are they doing the sacrifices? Yes. But because they're not doing it properly, God sees it as a partial obedience. You understand? And God doesn't want partial obedience from us. If he says to do it a specific way, that's exactly how we should do it. Okay? Look at verse number 4. So he tells them, you know, I'm going to spread dung on your faces. And you know what? If the Lord would say that today to a lot of pastors, I guarantee you they wouldn't haphazardly do ministry. You know, they wouldn't haphazardly preach the word of God. When the Bible says to preach the whole counsel of God, not just like the book of John, not just the Psalm 23 for 25 weeks, you know what I mean? Not just the parts that are just very nice and light, because there's some very nice light things in the Bible. God tells us to preach the entire counsel of God. And obviously it takes a lifetime to do that, right? I'm trying my best. You know, I'm in the book of Malachi, and then I'm going to switch over to the New Testament after we're done. I mean, you're trying to preach the entire counsel of God. And then you also have to reiterate things that have been preached in times past that I preached like a year ago or something. So it's a job to constantly introduce new books, introduce new doctrines that may be new to you. You understand? Reiterate things that you already know. But the goal is to preach the entire counsel of God. And not haphazardly approach preaching, not haphazardly approach teaching God's word. Like, well, I just want to talk about, you know, the love of God. Yeah, but let's talk about the hatred of God too. Why? You know, the Bible doesn't really talk a whole lot about that. Hey, God kills a bunch of people throughout the Bible. Just use that. You know, oh, I just want to talk about heaven, not necessarily about hell. Well, we have to talk about hell, and God talks a lot about hell. Well, I just kind of want to stay in the New Testament. The Old Testament is so full of judgment. Okay, then just go to the book of Revelation then. There's a bunch of judgment there. Try to hit everything. And you know what? If God came down and said, I'm going to spread dung on your faces. I'm going to spread crap all over your face because you're not fulfilling God's word 100% the way I told you to do it. You're not even putting in an effort to do that. You know, I guarantee you there's a lot of pastors out there that say, you know what, let's look at that Psalm 139. Did I skip that in my series? You know, let's look at Leviticus chapter 20 real quick. Let's look at that Levitical laws and of death penalties and all this. You know, maybe we should do that. You know, it'll motivate them to do that. You understand? But obviously the New Testament application is this, is that if an Old Testament priest were to have dung on his face, they would be what? Ashamed. It would be a shameful thing. They stink. They stink. They look crappy. You know, they got dung on their face. Well, in like manner, in the New Testament, you know, pastors should be ashamed of themselves for not preaching the entire counsel of God.